It looked like Brazil's deeply unpopular president, Dilma Rousseff, will soon be toppled from power, suspended by the Senate on allegations of breaking budget laws. But is she merely a symptom of the disease of corruption that's plagued many levels of Brazilian politics for years? The Wise Sophie Comer spoke to Sean Burgess, Latin America specialist from the ANU, to explore this thorny question more deeply.
There's no evidence of President Rousseff's corruption. In fact, she's not being impeached for corruption. She's being impeached for fiscal mismanagement. What happened was during 2013-2014, as the commodity boom ended and the effects of that hit Brazil, the fiscal situation in Brazil started to get a bit tighter, but she was running for re-election. So she did what, you know, pretty much any political leader does, is she cooked the books slightly. She did it a bit more aggressively than most people had. But what was reflected in the accounts in 2014 wasn't that accurate in terms of what was going on in the economy. And that's what she's being impeached for. And the critical point is that pretty much everybody else who's run for re-election before her has done it, and almost every single mayor and governor in the country has done it as well.
How likely is it that an impeachment trial will be approved by the Senate?
I think you could bet your house on it at this point. She's not going to make it through. What's going on right now in the Senate is there's a whole bunch of statements being made by the senators of declaring, most of them, which way they think they're going to vote, and they're almost all coming out in favor of putting Dilma on trial to be dismissed from office.
Who were her supporters and detractors?
Her supporters are mostly the poor and the disenfranchised in the country. That's where the Workers' Party, her political party's support, has normally been. A large part of that is the work that happened under President Lula, which brought 30 to 40 million people out from the depths of poverty into the middle class. The problem is that some of these people have now become her detractors. So she's running with about between 8 to 11% approval rating, depending on which week you look at, and it's about 62 to 67% of the population wants her out of office. And the reason for that is economic mismanagement. Problem is that there's nobody else who clearly they want in. Michel Temer, the vice president, who's about to be made president through this process, for at least the interim president for 6 months. About 75% of the country would like to see him out of office. And then when you go to the various politicians through all the different parties in the Senate and the House of Representatives, you get pretty much the same numbers. So nobody wants Dilma in as president. Nobody wants any of the potential replacements. Nobody seems to have much confidence in any of the political leadership at any level, which partly is because over half of them are under investigation for major crimes and malfeasance. So there's a real crisis going on here with Brazilian politics, and Dilma's the one who's taking the biggest hit on it at the moment, but it's going to get worse for the rest of them.
How did Brazilian politics reach such a state that the vast majority of politicians are seen as corrupt?
Brazil's got a very strange system in the Chamber of Deputies in that you don't vote for an individual candidate, you vote for a party, and then they're elected by lists. So there's no direct connection between the members of the Chamber of Deputies and their constituencies. You might think that candidate A from the Workers' Party is fantastic, but candidate B from the Workers' Party is horrible. And if you vote for candidate A, it means you're also voting for candidate B. And if candidate B is high enough on the list, they're guaranteed to get in. This matters because you get guys like Paulo Maluf, who's the former mayor of Sao Paulo, who has been convicted in absentia in France, has Interpol arrest warrants out against him, and has been arrested before in Brazil, but not yet tried because he's in the Chamber of Deputies. He's high enough up on the PMDB list in Sao Paulo that it doesn't really matter what happens with his own personal perspective. He will get reelected. Same thing happened with Eduardo Cunha in Rio de Janeiro, the guy who engineered the impeachment process that's put Dilma in this position now. He's been removed from his position in the Chamber of Deputies by the Supreme Court, and he's facing bribery charges attached to an embezzlement of $40 million and possibly 180 years in jail. So there's something fundamentally flawed and broken in the actual nature of the representative system and what that means for accountability.
How have the Lava Jato plea bargains been influencing public perception on this issue?
The stuff that had come out through the Lava Jato, which is a big corruption investigation, kind of makes the Panama Papers look like small fry. Lava Jato uncovered a process that was going on in the state oil company Petrobras, where between 1% and 3% of every contract that the company signed was being kicked back into either the Workers' Party or the PMDB or the governing coalition to help them pay for their campaigns. It turns out some of this money was also going into the pockets of various people. There's 6 or 7 really big construction companies in Brazil as well, and they would get, the process seemed to operate, they would get financing from the state bank to do a project somewhere on, you know, proper terms, everything done right. And then a year down the line, someone from the finance department of the political party in power, one of its core coalitions, would show up and say, "And where's our payoff? You got the government contract, therefore you need to pay us." So there's this old corporatist model where if you want to make money, you need to control the state and you have to be tightly tied to the state. And that's what's been causing the problems. And it's the explosion and the revelation of all of this through the Lava Jato affair that happened about 2 years ago that's kicked off the entire push for the impeachment of Dilma and the crisis in Brazilian politics.
So why is Dilma Rousseff being particularly emphasized?
She's the president. She's from the left-leaning Workers' Party. She's the heir of President Lula. And there's a class-based aspect to this. Brazil's undergone an enormous socioeconomic transformation. It used to be if you were, you know, your typical middle-class family could afford to have a maid, didn't have to pay them particularly well, didn't have to worry about workers' compensation insurance and pension and health care and all of these things, could make them work long hours and treat them generally pretty badly. That sort of reality is now gone. So one of the things that you saw after Dilma was reelected in 2014 were complaints from people in the very ritzy areas of Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro saying, oh, I can no longer afford a maid. How could I possibly live my life without having a maid and a nanny and a gardener and so on? As Brazil's developed, grown, become economically stronger, the population is demanding more, has grown and become stronger, and that's created a massive political push on the right wing. And what we see right now is a very hard push back on these changes that happened from the right. A lot of people looking for the good old days, forgetting that really they weren't that good. Nostalgia's there. She's reasonably popular among the workers, but the problem is the economy contracted by 3.5% last year. So nobody's particularly happy with the government's performance at all. Everyone thinks that, well, we need to restart, we need to get the economy going again. And the problem that Brazil faces, it's a fantastically rich country, but it's politically jammed. So it doesn't really matter who's in there at the moment. They can't get things working. So the tendency at the moment is to say, well, let's throw her out and start again. But that said, you know, Dilma does have very strong support from a large chunk of the country, but it's not the chunk of the country that controls access to the media or can afford to take the time to go and protest in the streets.
So what will it mean for Brazil if Rousseff is impeached?
Brazil will continue on. The political system's in crisis. There's going to have to be a discussion and a negotiation about how they engage in substantive political reform. Michel Temer's indicated that he might embrace that agenda to a certain extent. The economy is fundamentally sound. It's in trouble, but it's not in a disaster situation. A situation of political uncertainty that will continue probably for another year or two.
Dr. Sean Burgess, Deputy Director of the Australian National Centre for Latin American Studies at ANU, speaking with The Wire's Sophie Comer.